a huge amount has changed, for instance, in women's role in society, where it's gone from being unusual for women to work to being completely normal for women to work. We've now got a huge amount of progress made on women's pay and just a completely different perception of the role of women in society. I think it's really important to mark the centenary of women getting the vote. I mean, one thing actually that's wonderful about marking the centenary is that it's making me and everybody I think involved understand more about what women did to win the vote and the extent they went to, the risks they take, that women risked their lives and, you know, even died in order to get the vote for women. I also think it's a great opportunity to inspire a new generation of women to get involved in public life and stand for election. Because though we've made great progress in getting women in political offices, and for instance, nearly 30% of MPs are now women, that's still women in a minority. And the same women are in a minority in local government and in so many public positions. So there's a lot way to go. And this is a good moment to inspire women to step up and to perhaps overcome the worries or the fears they might have about being in public life. And because it is such an opportunity to make a difference and to give women a voice. So although we may be marking officially something that happened 100 years ago, it's a good opportunity to talk about the state of democracy at the moment, the problems that we've got with people feeling intimidated and the abuse that has affected men and women, but recently does, you know, particularly affected women, to highlight how unacceptable that is and to really, really make the case that it is worth standing up and putting yourself forward to stand for election.